Sergeant.
Yes, General, I was distressed to know that you felt that perhaps there wasn't any great contribution for you to make now that you were associated in other work, and I told Walt to convey it to you, and I have your note back this morning.
Yes.
I hardly agree that you should go. I wanted to make this suggestion, though. We'd set up a plane for you to go, and I would like you to look through the government, just like you were president.
Yes.
And pick out the most imaginative and objective and judicious minds that you can find in uniform or out, in state or defense or private life, as your associates, and just take them there and stay a little while and try to come back to me with your appraisal of the situation and anything that we can do that we're not doing.
Yes, sir.
And now you may not want to do that, but I want you to know that you had the authority to do it, and it was my feeling that it would be very much in the nation's interest, as I think your continued service is. Now, we have not been together much in the last few weeks for several reasons, my operation and being in Texas, and before that the Asian trip and so on and so forth, but I need you very much, and I know you're always available to any president, and the only reason I ever let you get away from serving me full-time directly is because I felt that what you were doing would be very important to the nation, too. McNamara told me that. But in this connection, if you can stay on and will, I would like for you to just look over the group that you want to take. It may be a Clifford, or it may be a colonel in the Defense Department, or it may be ambassador over in the state, or it may be somebody that you know in private life whose judgment you respect. Whoever you want, take with you and make it a rather deliberate and careful visit, and so you can also speak with some authority when we ask you in the meetings we'll be having here, and I would hope that in the days ahead we'll be having more and you'll be participating more.
Well, Mr. President, first let me thank you very much for what you just said. I can assure you that I'm more than happy to stay on if I can be helpful. I did have the feeling when I first came back that inevitably an ambassador who come back as I did starts to lose his currency, and sooner or later I ought to fall back from this task. But I'm very happy to carry it forward, and we'll look forward to making a trip to Vietnam, leaving about the 17th.
That's good.
I would like to think a little bit about this new concept, sir. I can see advantages. There is this point, I don't know how it would strike you, that if I take a party and go on an official plane, this is going to blow this thing up into just what you described to me, I'm afraid. It'd be rather hard to play this in low key. And I just don't know whether it's a good thing or not to give the impression of a new review of the situation.
You think about it, and I'll be guided entirely by your judgment. There's not anything that we can substitute for your experience and your training. But you be your own judge. I would just think if you had four or five people that you thought would be very good, and you just say that you engaged in this work, and you're going to take another little look, and I wouldn't necessarily be doing it for the president or for anybody. I'd just say in connection with some of the studies you're making or something.
What I might do, sir, and I could play it low, is to take some rather low level but
That's right. That's what I do. Okay. I just wanted you to know that you write your own ticket and do anything that you felt could possibly be helpful to you in strengthening your knowledge of the situation and strengthening your recommended courses of action. And if they did that, they would strengthen me.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I will give immediate attention to it, and we'll come back with a recommendation.
Thank you. Thank you.